Why muri Zimbabwe ndinomgamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lami uMike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe muhle to The Connection, a Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live muri Zimbabwe from Studio 7, a Voice of America. On Tuesday, the 21st of January, 2020, muri Zimbabwe, mtswakazo muhle, I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, muri Zimbabwe ndinomukamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. Uhlelo The Connection lami uMike Hove, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, on Tuesday, the 21st of January, 2020. Now, nasi muchirongwa muri Zimbabwe. Today on The Connection, we continue a conversation that we kickstarted last week. We discuss the state of the Zimbabwean education sector. But today, we don't just look to touch on the surface like we did last week, whereby we highlighted the concerns of the parents and we highlighted the concerns of the teachers, but we look to delve deeper. We look to figure out kuti zvese zviri kuitika varairidzi vari kuratidzira abantwana vesikolo labo vayachengisela tikona zvekare vabereki nawo vari kuchema chema. All these things that are happening, what are the impacts when we're talking about the state of the Zimbabwean education? What does this mean for the nation and what does this mean for the nation's youth? What does this mean for future generations? Now, for those that don't know or those that missed our program last week we saw Zimbabwean teachers that work in government schools take they started staging stay-ins. Class, as we are zizi, we're not getting the opportunity to learn. Now, this is something that left a lot of parents concerned because one guy said, they ran left, right, and center, just to get money for them to be able to pay school fees, for them to pay for the textbooks and so forth. Something that they were already aggrieved about because they felt was expensive. But now, abantwana sebefikile esikolo kuthwa ha kanti abasatholi imfundo. So now parents started feeling aggrieved. But not only did the parents start feeling aggrieved, just yesterday sibone abantwana besikolo vechidiki vekuchikoro che Njube High School ngale gontutu ziyathunqa bephuma ngobunengi babo betshengisela besithi abathaba ngalokho okwenzakalayo esikolo. But now, before we head over to Njube High School to see what exactly happened, let's head over to one of the concerned parents who got to speak to our Studio 7 correspondent, Batabile Masuku. Let's take a look.
Ngise Zimbabwe lapha into ya matichara iyangikhathaza kunokumangalisayo ngoba amatichara sisakwazi ukuthi alwa labazali, alwa labantwana, balwa lohulumende. Kati wayibona nxa kuyukuthi balwa ngeholo labo. Wayebengakhulumi ngeholo labo befundisa abantwana. They are crushing impilo yabantwana down lokhana kokuthi ngoba khathi esizikhulu fisi zikhwelile, abazali sihlanganise nzima imali zonezo zezikhulu fisi ngokufisa ukuthi abantwana bethu babe le mpilo yakusasa. Babulala abantwana ngoba bulaba abantwana ababenza njalo ngo president bakusasa, ngamateacher kusasa, bona they are growing up bayaluphala. So nxa sebesenzisa bhutiji ngokufundisa abantwana, ilizwe liyaba lilizwe linjani? Amateacher secina kibo phela, akusela amanye amateacher okumele abe khona. Siyacela amateacher njengabazali, khulumani lohulumende ngeholo lenu ngapha abantwana befunda, ngoba lapha you are fighting against ama parents. All people in Zimbabwe that in hot abantu basebunzimeni bonke.
Le amuzo pelu mama murugunzu wakubwa kuna umo mai varu kuchema hands ah varairizi please 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 zokera ikuzukoro mutange kudzidzisa na kana muri kuchema chema muchinyunyutawo nenyaya yemihoro hongu hapana chakaipa asi dzokera ikuzukoro mudzidzisa vana asi kune rimwe divi muchitaurawo nehurumende muchiwanawo kuti mukana uripo here wokuti mungashanda pamwe chete liamuzwa that was one of a concerned parents who was basically breaking it down the city yena njengomzali ivo sembareki her as a parent she's really aggrieved ngenxa yokuthi she's not happy anzi teachers please 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 go back to schools and teach the children as and if it's about your salaries use the opportunity to continue engaging with government but now it didn't end there earlier on I mentioned ukuthi abantwana izolo baphume ngebunengi babo ngempela vechidiki vakabuda zvikurusa uko kubulawayo kontuthuza yathunqa takaona vechidiki sibone abantwana besikolo senjubo high school labo bephuma ngobunengi betshengisela besithi abathabanga ngalokho okwenzakalayo esikolo bayabona labo ukuthi izinto zikhanya ngani azihambe kuhle but let's take a look at what happened yesterday at Njube high school let's take a look
This was not a demonstration. These were young men and young women who were simply expressing themselves. They are expressing their right to education, which is fundamental, according to the Declaration of Human Rights. They have declared their voice has spoken. I think in Zimbabwe we have one generation that has been lost, but definitely this generation is going to speak. The fundamental message behind is you cannot ignore the education system, you cannot ignore the teacher, you cannot ignore the student. Once we do that, the future generation suffers.
Leamuzwa phela omunye wababalisi and you also heard from abantwana besikolo se Njube high school labo babe tshengisela izolo besithi into yenzayo sayizonda they basically highlighting ukuthi bona they're not happy with the current state of things that are happening within schools and some of them are also concerned ukuthi how kanti kusasa labo lime njani so ngifisa ukuzwa kini izilukandaba ukuthi libona njani lokho kwenzakalayo esikolo siyeza ukuthi ababalisi bona sebengene sebengenile ku-week 2 bengahambi esikolo abantwana bayasaba besithi how kanti ikusasa lime njani abazali labo bayasaba so I want to hear from you all ukuthi what is your take on things happening and what's happening in the schools also what is the future of Zimbabwean education now experts say ukuthi all these things that are happening are contributing to something that could turn out to be a disaster when we're talking about the Zimbabwean education system I reached out to an educator based here in America like ungumbalisi uPitizela Ngcobo let's hear what Peter had to say
okwenzakala ekhaya ngendaba zemfundo kuzisa ubuhlungu kakhulu ilizwe lethu liqala ngabo 1980 selithola uzibuse belisazakala ngemfundo ebinhle eAfrica ekulilizwe okulabantu abanengi abafundileyo ababalisi befundisa amatitsha ehlonitshwa ehlonitshwa nguzulu wonke kodwa kuthe sokubuyela uhulumende sesibona imfundo isiyaphansi okwalonyaka khona kuzisa ubuhlungu abantwana besikolo size sabona abantwana besikolo abesikolo senjube high kobulawayo besukuma besiya demonstrator besiya jengisela ekhuluma ngokuthi ischool fees sikhwele kakhulu njalo abala amabhuku and amabhuku lawa kumele bezithengele abazali abaningi abenelisa imali yokuthi kumbe behambise abantwana ukubabhadalela ku-day school singasakhulumi-ke ama-boarding school ngesilungu abathi state of education hhayi isimo sakhona sibi isimo esizwisa ubuhlungu sonke siza ubuhlungu ngabantwana abancane laba abasakhulayo abazaswela ithuba thina esilitholileyo xa umntwana engelamfundo ngempilo yanamhlanje kunzima kuphileke njalo besikhanathi izikolo yizo ezizasiza abantwana bafunde babe lekusasenhle njengathi abanye sakhulile emakhaya kodwa ngenxa yemfundo namhla sesithola amathuba lawo esesilawo kodwa abantwana bathesa abasenelisa ukuthola lawo mathuba ababalisa ukuthi abatshiya amaklasi ewoda baye gula amacimbi ngiyazi nxa sikhuluma so abantu bengahleka kunganinihlekisa kodwa sikhuluma ngababalisi labo abangelalutho abangelamali abahola imali enileyo ukuthi nje bezikhangelele bethenga ukudla begcina abantu abawuseze becingela ukuthi siyadinga amacimbi angabenzela ngcono silethemba ukuthi uhulumende uzazama abonthe ngenzani ukuze alamule kulesi simo sesikiso ngoba ngeminyaka le elandela singaqhubeka kanje kutsho ukuthi iliterate rate yethu izakuya phansi njalo abantwana abaningi asoze bebele kusasa enhle silethemba lokuthi uhulumende wakithi okamongameli uMnangagwa ulalele njalo uyazinuka amakhwapha ukuthi kambe yikwini abangakwenza ukuthi abantwana bebele kusasa enhle abantwana bethole ukufunda abantwana bethole amabhuku ababalisi bethole iholo elingabenzi benelisa ukuhamba emsebenzini njalo belethe ukuhlonipheka ngumsebenzi wokubalisa. Ngiyabonga.
Well, you heard there from Umnumzana uPitizela Ngcobo. He's an educator based here in the United States of America. He basically highlights ukuthi yena as an educator, he feels ukuthi it's very sad what's happening with the Zimbabwean education system. He feels as though teachers shouldn't be out there spending more time bedinga amacimbi bashaga madora. Instead, they should be in class and focusing on educating the future generations. He also highlighted how back in the day, in 1980, it gave them the opportunities that they have today. Education is the one thing that led to where he is today. And he feels as though it's sad that the way that things are going, he feels as though the new generation or the generation of today might not get the same opportunities. So ngenani kuhlelo lesitshelo mbono wenu mayelana ngodaba lukhona ekutwini phinda emtshirongo womuntu uzo maonre enyu. We're talking about the current state of the Zimbabwean education system. So we're broadcasting live on radio as we speak, panapapa 909 medium wave frequency. We're broadcasting on 4930-13860, uyezepa 15460 kilohertz per shortwave. And on the internet as we speak, Muria Zimbabwe, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voashona.com, www.voanw.com, uyezepa www.voashona.com. Saka nam chopin nam chirongwam, saka nganuk chitruku tepe nyura live pa ma page edu pa Facebook matatu. Saka you can also write your name and number on our Facebook pages, or you can text me on WhatsApp on +12024650318, or call me live on air on +12026192084. So, pindai mchirongwa muri ya Zimbabwe, mundu zao maondering, magatira chirongwa chindu cheve chidiki, ushelo The Connection, nilami umaikove.
Heita, 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 hola, njeipiko, hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Tanki, 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 abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at Big Mike 3, BigMyke3.
At Big Mike 3, pa Twitter, nepa Instagram, ndipo pandino batikan, sakakana mchina ukurukura neni, if you're looking to speak to me, ama fisu kloko lami, you can catch me on Twitter and Instagram. Gotwa, for the next hour, sikonapa, ema kasine tugu Facebook, for the next hour, VOA, shona VOA, ndebele uyeje, pa VOA Studio 7. So, pala nipela imi vonenu, nyora ima namba, kana mchina upina mchirongwa, and we'll be calling you live on air. Now, let's head over to my panel of experts. The first guest that I have joining me live, Iklingweni, is he has a lot of knowledge on the state of the Zimbabwean education system. Uke wabangu headmaster, uke wabangu mbalisi, asizwe nukuthi ubaba Thandeko Zinti Mkandla yena uthini ngodaba lokhona ekudweni. Baba Mkandla, welcome to our youth program. Baba, how are you?
I'm fine, and thanks for having me on your show.
No, thank you so much. We're looking to hear more of your expertise and hear more from your wisdom. Now, Baba Mkandla, something that's happening elizweni, abantu abasakhulayo seem to be going through a very interesting time, for lack of a better use. Abantu abasakhulayo, yesterday we saw young people from Jube High School taking to the streets, labo, saying they're not happy with the current state of the education system in the country. As someone who's been a headmaster, you've experienced both the good times and the bad times. What does this mean for the nation's education system?
Well, what happened at Njube High School was bound to happen at any other school. Because education, like almost every commodity in this country, is being run down by the current authority. The students, I'm sure, they are investing in education for their future. Each and every student has a dream to be somebody or to be someone so many years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And if they see that there is an obstacle to their dream, like any other human being, they are bound to react one way or the other. And hence this demonstration by the students at Njube High School in Bulawayo is an eye-opener that Njube is just symbolic of almost all the schools in this country. Mm-hmm. Because the students and the parents and the teachers are equally affected.
Mm-hmm.
And this means the authorities must wake up and analyze and get to the root of the problem, rather than scapegoating, pointing fingers, arresting teachers, calling for a third hand. It won't take the problem away.
Mm-hmm.
They must really understand why students, instead of being in the classroom, they took to the streets to explain, to display, to show their frustration with the way their education is being mishandled, not handled, but mishandled. And this means that this demonstration may spread throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the authorities, unless the government does something pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
Because all what they're asking for, those two issues, this hike in fees in this economic heavily depressed economic environment and the welfare of their educators or teachers, they are genuine, they are realistic, they are logical, they are rational. They are not just sucking their thumbs and coming out of the
We are not learning.
And substantive problems that need attention.
Mm-hmm.
I think the students were just or are just fed up by the way things are moving in the education sector.
Now, Baba Mkandla, let's take a step back and look at 2019, because 2020 is only just kick-starting, and look at the education sector itself. I managed to take a look at some of the results, so I'm trying to figure out where the big impact is. Now, we've got a slideshow that I'm looking to show our listeners. So I'm hoping my producer can pull up the slideshow. In this slideshow, it shows how the grade 7 results went down by 5.18% in 2018. And in 2018 it was 52.808, and in 2019 it was 46.09, which means there was a drop in 5.18%. It also highlights how there were 45 schools with 100% pass rate. It highlights how there are 87 schools with a 0% pass rate, and how the bottom 10, we spoke about this with Mnumzana Udokotela Sifiso Ndlovu last time he was on this program. Bottom 10 schools are in Matabeleland. Now, this is for different reasons, of course, such as resource allocation and so forth and so forth. However, how is this a reflection of what's happening today in 2020 within our high schools and primary schools?
This question is basically triangular in shape, or is a tripod. There is a parent, there is a student, and there is a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Each of those three must play their role to have an optimum output. The parent must encourage his or her children to go to school and provide what he or she has to for the student to learn. The student must be motivated intrinsically from within to go through the process of education.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher must also be equally motivated by working conditions, by rules and regulations that govern his or her employment, so that the teacher also delivers to the best of his or her ability what he or she has to do in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
If any of these three lacks due to some other reason, the education of the child will suffer.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers have been complaining over the years about their poor working conditions, including their salaries and allowances. I'm not surprised, therefore, that the statistics will show a drop in the pass rate.
Mm-hmm.
Not that the teachers are not qualified, not that the students are not there, not that the parents are lethargic about the education of their children, but the teacher has come to the center of operation in education.
Mm-hmm.
If the teacher is not well looked after, despite what the parent and the child may do, the education sector will suffer. All what is wanted is to analyze each of these three segments and see which one lacks. As of now, yes, parents are finding it difficult to get fees and other school-related requirements. People, yes, they may also suffer from the inability of their parents to provide them with everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the teacher who has to try to motivate himself or herself to uplift all that he has been charged with.
Mm-hmm.
If the teacher who has to deliver the stuff is not well catered for, the teacher will find other means to try to sustain himself or herself. And hence, the siyagula amacimbi. Or doing any other thing. Or just lazing around, because psychologically they are affected by saying we are working for nothing. Remember, the teacher is supposed to do everything that's supposed to be done. But at the end of the day, the same teacher may be a parent who is not able to pay fees for his or her own children.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see this is really going to affect the outcome of the education results at the end of the day. Never mind what people say, we have to make sure that the tripod stands equally on each and every leg that it has.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll come back to you. The second guest on Genayo Kuhlelo, Umnumzana uPGS Namburo. But before I head over to PGS, let me take my first caller on Genayo Kuhlelo, and then I'll head over to PGS, then back to Babu Mkanja. Caller, caller, Mtereri, on Genayo Kuhlelo, Mbani.
Hello.
Yes, Papa, how are you?
Indeed,
David Stole, Kuchiridzi. Eva Stole, Zuru Fambe.
Ah, zvifambi ngaiti dzevana yakuvara.
Hanziku chanetsa chivimu zvikoro.
maticha asikuwa na moro wakakwana saka wanga tijisa sei yu wafika puwi matika kwana
Zino mkoma David Tambo oriza yu imuwa video apo mbereki anga chichema ona ya chite hongu ziru kunzwisisika kutuwa varairizi avasiku wana mihoro ya varukuda asi vanao mamirwa zvinhu hazvisi kufamba zvakanaka vakuto yatingati nechirungu vakuto distracta remangwana revana nenyaya yekuti havasi kuenda muzvikoro mubereki uyu abva aendera mberi achiti varairidzi please 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 dzokerai muzvikoro munodzidzisa vana kune rivi moshandisawo mukana wekuendera mberi muchikurukura nehurumende kuona kuti mukana uripo here wekushanda pamwe chete hamuna maondo akafanana here
kwete avo maonero avo akasiyana neangu nokuti maticha ashandi kusocial welfare vanofanirawo kuti vaone kuti vararamise mhuri dzavo vana vavanoda kuenda kuzvikoro ivo vanodawo mari yetransport nomuhoro wavo imagine ticha achihora 1200 mutero wembwa chaivo tombokwanisikikuitika ndeno zvaikwanisika hurumende iyi harisi kuziva kuti inoda kuvhoteererani inotadza kuteerera varidzi vayo vakaivhotera ivavo kana ichi yakavhoterwa nevanhu vemuzimbabwe sei isingateereri zvinotaurwa nevanhu vacho izvi madhokota asi kuenda kubasa manesi asi kuenda kubasa asi vakanyarara isaret genocide kanivozvona
zvino ndiudzewo mukoma David ndiudzewo nemaondo renyu remangwana revana rakamira sei sezvo muri kutaura zvese izvi muchiti zvechokwadi zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe zvinhu zvikaendera mberi remangwana revana rinenge rakamira sei
nyika ii yakatourawa kare ithink kubva pangotanga 2000 paya pakutanga nainda paya education yanga ichingoinda ichingoinda ichifa kusvika izvezvi inosi generation
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma David tinotenda zvikurusa nekuva muteereri wedu wekutanga ari pinda muchirongwa thank you so much handiri baba Right, ndi mzino mnumzana uDavid nguyo mlalo wokuqala ongeneleyo kuhlelo yena uDavid highlighted ukuthi ngombono wakhe ikusasa lelizwe khanyangani it's a little dim asizoni ukuthi uPitch West yena uthini ngalo mbono kamnumzana David vanamburo ndinomugamuchirai muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki zviri kufamba here mukomongo vanamburo muripo parunhare here thank you so much for making time to join us again this week. Basically, we're taking the conversation forward. We're delving deeper into the education system in Zimbabwe. I know that you are the head of a students union, so you are able to basically walk us through the experiences of students. Now, Nezuro Takaona Vechidiki Veku High School Kunjube Ukokulawayo. They went out in their masses vachiratidzira mugwagwa vachiti iva havasi kufara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu muclass vari kuchema chema nenyaya yekuti varairidza havasi kuuya kuchikoro saka ivo vatopinda muvhiki rechipiri vasina kuwana dzidzo vari kuchema zvekare vachiti nyaya yeschool fees hanzi vabereki vakachema vakatsvaga mari vamwe nanhasi havasati vabhadhara school fees asi vana variko zvino vasvika kuchikoro kwacho kwakatsvagwa mari asi 2 weeks later, avasati vawana dzidzo. Imi somo who's a student's representative, how do you take something like this in?
Okay, chitanga mkomola. Tinoda kutanga taisa muono pamwe chete. Sezvo rambotaura last time, but I know, wherever we talk of issues to do with the that involve the government, issues that involve the government is big citizens. We need to face the denominator because kana taziva izvozvo ndozvinotipa way forward kuziva kuti tinoda kuzovei mangwana kana kushaya zvinda kurongesa but commenting on the issue that took place yesterday where school pupils from secondary schools going to the streets protesting one we might not know the factors behind the protest but basically commenting the economic situation in Zimbabwe of course it's not right and everyone is affected by it even the government itself iri kubvuma kuti zvinhu zvakatooma And the old citizens, they are also crying. The economic situation is not fine, it's not well. So, it is genuine that they are complaining that the teacher at school and the education is not favorable to them. No, the monitoring is not regular. Because wherever, if they see my citizens, actually, farmers are not, one father also some very select. But now, the school administration says they were supposed to engage the school administration. Once they would be why the teachers are not attending. And even the school administration, can along with the teachers, they could be teachers, and the CSC, they should have engaged the government because the one minister is our minister of primary and secondary, and who is in charge of that? And that minister should be brought to book, which is the minister, she is Rufana Fambasi, who can make a way forward in a whole positive manner, which does not affect the whole society itself. And more this. So, it's also, as a student leader, first you need before. Can come in, you need to see the factors, the real factors that are behind it. Fine, my teachers, the office, we might say they are going to complain day in, day out, in the valid point, in the valid outcry. You are going to know a grievance, but no, but I feel good, they should make means in a positive way to engage the government as teachers. Then we got a party on the services. No, the government didn't go to issues. I remember government which offered Mr. Dengo the girl to know. It's also a Tina Paris in a party. Tina Pema teachers in the situation. If they see it's not worth checking, then they should make a way forward. They should make it, you know, have an option. You know, that could be worse affected because it is a right. You are not going to want to have quality education like other rights.
Now, but number, let's discuss a couple of numbers here. Earlier on, I was talking to my other guest who's on the line, about the numbers. I'd like to hear your take on some of these numbers. Just the dropout rate, yevana vechikoro in the year of 2019. Tichitarisa kunana manika lenduko. It was one of the things that was highlighted was 9,559 students out of 689,255 students dropped out. This is due to delinquency, debt, exclusion, and others. They also highlighted how kunana, for example, places like manika lend in 2017, there's had the highest number of dropouts, even though it's leveling out. They also highlighted certain different things, but basically what it seems to narrow down is Vanavich Koro are now starting to suffer due to several things such as the teachers' protests, due to several things such as the current state of the economy. Is there a way to save and fix these students? Vanamburo?
Looking at the rationale behind my reasons, why Vanavich Koro powers, there are so many reasons, regardless of the economic situation. Some people just tend to drop out. They feel like dropping. Because if you see with the eyes red, like what you're saying, especially, let's say, in all mining towns, they see the mining and but looking at, of course, the economic situation needs the highest contributor. You need to have the one to drop out. Fine, but if also we are saying, no, if that's the case, then the government really need to look on it, you know, to find the solution. We will push the government, and we should be brought into the task. But no, we should monitor and engage the government. But no, they should come up with a mitigative or a solution to counter my problems. Because of the economic situation. For instance, yesterday we engaged the minister, the deputy minister of youth and sports and recreation, the honorable Machaga, to say, minister, look, we have quite a number of students in higher learning institutions who are dropping out because of these financial difficulties. From our teachers' college, politics, because they have and great concern. And he vowed to engage the business community to try and assist. So these are some of the, you know, mechanisms that we are looking forward to. If it's true in terms of figures that students are really dropping out from school because of financial situations, there are always mitigative measures that we can engage as students' unions to try to source for funds for those students as a measure, you know, to improve or to curb off, you know, the issues of what of students dropping out from school due to financial difficulties. But the government also must be, you know, must be engaged in a way could Jaumena, you know, in a holistic could Jaumena, so that it feels responsible, you know, of the situation, and it takes control of every situation.
Alright, regai ndikubatei pamuromo, nditore mtereri, and then I'll head over back to Mnumzana Ubabo Tandego Zindimkanda. Ndunza oti ndine mtereri, nyezo uti ngilomla lilo ngena kuhlelo, kola kola mtereri, nya kwa mgele kuhlelo, ndia naripo parunari. Mlaleli, hello? Ah, nyezo uti mlaleli luse ambile, he dropped uti ngo. Hai, asibone ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu ku VOA Ndebele njalo ku VOA Studio 7 njalo ku VOA Shona ku Facebook. Ngibona ukuthi ukho selihle Ndlovu is watching with us. Ukhona vele siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. U Rejoice uthi linjani sihlobo zenkosi, hayi siyaphila Rejoice. U Albert Pereira ukhona la uthi hayi abatsha lamo kumele balule amalungelo abo. I kanya ngani uyavumelana ngalokho kwenzakalayo. Everything that happened gobulawayo izolo, uSindiso Pepe la ukhona, uSunny Boy langa la ukhona, uNesisa Dube uthi unjani umsakazi lo weskaf sakhe nganika amathisha imali. Hayi, uNesisa Dube uthi hayi uMongameli Emerson Mnangagwa kumele anikeze abo thisha imali zabo. Hayi, siyezwa ngiyabonga wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo. Qhubekani libhala imibono yenu, yendra imberi, muchonyora maondo yenu, uyezwe muchisa manamba yenu, kuitra kushukufonere. Let's go back to Ubabo Tandego Zindimkanda. Let's hear ukuthi yena uthini. Ayi, ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilomlaleli, wothi ngiqale ngithatha umlaleli, and then I'll go to Ubabo Mkandla. Kola kola mtereri, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, ndinomgamtshira imichirongwa, ngibani okhona ecingweni.
Ndimkoma Moven, makadi ndiri South Africa.
Ayi, wathi bokurisa iko South Africa mkoma Moven.
Ah, kuri right me.
Pinda imchirongwa mundudzo maondo renyu mukuru.
Ah, maona kuti kufuta zvinhu.
Ma kufamba famba mukoma Moven chimbodzokirai pamamuri.
Okay, ndibvanda ndiri.
Right. Pamuri papo musatombo move. Ma mchiti
ndanjiti zviri kuitika kumusha zvitikati vana havasi kudzidza chimira china kumira zvakanaka saka vakuru vedu ava manhu vanofanira kuzviona kuti hei ngavanzire vamwe chipi ma vana chikurukuru vana havasi kudzidza kumusha
zvino mukoma Moven munoziva paimbove nenguva yekuti zvizvarwa zvekuzimbabwe especially vechidiki pavaiuya kusouth africa ikoko vachidzidza vainyatsokwatura muklasi nekuti zvainzi mazimbabwens vanhu vakangwara nemaondo renyu zvese zviri kuitika mungati chinhu chichachinja maondo evanhu pamusoro pe yatingati education system yedu here angibona ngani uMoven usahambile. Hayi, vaMoven vane network inenge yavanetsa. I heard his phone drop. So let's go back to Ubaba Tandego Zindimkandla. Let's hear what he has to say. Baba Mkandla, ukhona ecingweni na? Baba Mkandla Tandego, ukhona ecingweni baba? Right. So you heard guest on me, my second guest, Mnumzana UPGS Namburo, ngena kuhlelo, he highlighted how it's very important for abantu before they go to the streets and so forth, they should find ways to engage uhulumende so that government can have the opportunity to address the issue beforehand. Do you feel as though with the way that things have gone, especially abazali kanye lababalisi have tried enough to engage uhulumende?
Well, I don't know much about parents because I'm ignorant of any association that is made up of parents of students at schools that is taken it upon itself to discuss or to dialogue with the government.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very much aware of what the teachers' union in their individual and collective capacities have been doing over the past year trying to engage the government right up to the Apex Council, which includes all civil servants.
Mm-hmm.
I think the teachers, the civil servants, have really exhausted themselves in trying to negotiate what they think is a reasonable salary.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've tried their best. Well, from what we gather and from what we know, they've tried their best to tell the government what they expect their employer to do.
Mm-hmm.
just like, I mean, they are simply saying, basically, they are not asking for an increment. They are just asking that the $450 or $500 that they used to get be the same salary only at the interbank rate.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that is being very, 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 very reasonable, because what they are getting now is just about $30 to $40.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the teachers' union and the Apex Council, they have really tried their best to discuss, talk, negotiate, bargain, dialogue with the government.
Mm-hmm.
And hence the scenario that we are facing now. When I think students at secondary schools, primary and secondary schools, they may not have SRCs or organizations like ZINASU and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that the civil servants, who are the responsibility of the government, have done and tried their best until they threw up their arms in despair and said, our employer is insensitive to our needs.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have tried their best. And hence this kind of talking of not going to work. Because to me, it's just a statement. It's not that they're on strike. I think they're just making a statement on their being incapacitated to go to their station and deliver the stuff that they're supposed to deliver.
Ayi siyakuzwa baba Mkandla, ngicela ubambe kancane ecingweni, ngithatha umlaleli isizwe ukuthi yena umlaleli uthini ngodaba lukhona kodwa ngathi baba. Right, ngiyezwa ukuthi nginomlaleli Muriya Zimbabwe ndikunzona ndine Mthereri arikupinda mchirongwa asizone ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini ngodaba lukhona kodwini. Khola khola Mthereri, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu lapha sakhulayo, ndiyana ripopari nari ngibane khona ecingweni.
Romeo Mkande.
Eh Mkoma Romeo, uzuri famba. Right, muri kufonera muri kupi?
Ndiri kubhinga.
Hanzi iko kubhinga, zvinhu zvakamira sei?
Zvinhu zvapresa mukoma kuno zvikoro hazvizi hazvipo.
Zvikoro zvakavhurwa vhiki rapfuura, vana vakaenda kuchikoro vakaona mukana wekudzidza here?
Hati?
Ndanchiti vana vakaona mukana wekudzidza here kubhinga uko?
Kuno kana udzidza hapana because maticha zvaisamano ndokudaa
nisindevele. Ungakhuluma baba Robio, bengazi ukuthi uyakhuluma isindevele. Ungakhuluma baba.
Okay, that's the problem. Ekhona abantu abafundi, abantu ababuya bezofundisa ngapha ngamashona. Amashona angikhona avela akhathana emasinde ngaphi. Yoba yizami iproblem yamatika yokuthi basweli manje ugada. So ngapha amaleta teachers malutiana ukuthi vele bavale amakhasi zethu bengene umsebenzi. So yebo ngapha amashona abangikhona sebesweli manje ukuthi yebo ngapha.
Awungitsheleke baba Romeo, njengoba ushilo ukuthi ababalisi bona abahambe esikolo, abantwana bakhona kodwa abatholi imfundo, lokhu kusho ukuthini nxa sesixoxisana ngelokusasa lelizwe?
Lokhu kusho ukuthi vele abantwana abakhona kesize ukufunda ukuthi wasize udelende kusho ukuthi vele izwe lelizwe langikhona selizaba ilizwe labantu abangafundanga especially engabhayazi ebhinga engikhona mina imfundo yami yaletho ukuthi vele isikhathi sokuthi bazakuthola imfundo abantu angapha
kathese
kuyisikhathi sokuthi ami abantu abekhanya ukuthi bazakufunda kube ngcono but engingasekukhanya sokwenze kathesi sesiyela ngale sike ngizawuqala vele abantu bengawutheli imfundo ngaphele khona so sekhanyani ngindizela abantwana lokho.
Ikusasa lelizwe-ke baba, bona ngani izinto zime njani?
Lapha kunzima izinto zibe ukhanyani lapha, hayi kuze kuzizolo ukuthi vele lizaba lelizwe elinye labantu ababezisebenzela kumbe abantu abazabe belo umele welizwe leli.
Hayi siyakuzwa baba Romeo, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo, ungaphosela amazwi wakho okugcina.
Hello?
Bengithi bengicela uphosele amazwi wakho okugcina.
Hayi mina bengicela ukuthi ngabe uhulumende uyazizisa sibizela ama-teachers bebenikifokakelinyeni because mina njengapha ebhinga mina ngikhale ebhinga sibe njengokuthi wangithilisa ebhinga isikolo imfundo yangikhona ngapha abantu abangapha ebhinga bakhanyela phansi abantu abangafundanga and ngiyaphisa ngisekukhanyanezele opresini emkhulu kakhulu ngapha ebhinga because njengokuthi wami abantu basuka ngale emashonini abafundisayo ngapha abantu bangapha bayanika isikhathi i-chance yokuthi bethole imisebenzi ngapha
Hayi ngiyakuzwa Romeo, ngiyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo tata, thank you so much. Right, Muriya Zimbabwe, you just heard from Romeo who is in Binga. Romeo there is highlighting ngansi kuBinga zwina zwina kumira mushe, things are not okay when we're talking about the schools. He highlighted how a lot of the teachers are people who come from different areas and are teaching in Binga there. Now, he said the local teachers themselves there's not that many of them, and those that are coming from outside are now the ones who are saying, we don't have money. So now the students are just in class looking at each other and they're not learning much. Asibone ukuthi abantu bathini ku WhatsApp yetu Studio 7. Ngibona ngempela ukuthi people are sending ama messages. Siyabonga kakhulu, qhubekani qhubekani qhubekani. Ubheki Themba uthi ama teacher abulala abantwana, kubi abakwenzayo. Kuthiwa abangesabi uhulumende, benza ngathi bayafundisa beshona belele emaklasini. Hayi, kuthiwa bona labo they are not going to school. Uphinde wathi umnangagwa, hayi, kumele alungisise uhlupho lwababalisi. Lawo ngamazwi kaBheki Themba. Rollins uyabhala ngempela ukuthi ngikhona, siyabonga kakhulu Rollins ngokungena kuhlelo. Hayi, asizweni ukuthi uPG West yena uthini ngalokho okwenzakalayo. PG West uchiri popar narera mgomongo. Right, vanamburo. Vatereri vanengari kupinda, and it seems as though a lot of people feel very bleak about the nation's future. A lot of people are looking at everything that's going on in the schools, and people seem to fear for the nation's future, because just like what one of the parents was played on video was highlighting, when teachers are not in classes engaging and educating the future leaders, that means future leaders are not going to have a firm understanding on how things are supposed to be handled. As a student leader, as someone who's gone through the same system itself, what do you have to say about that? And what is your take on the future generations?
Yeah, of course, problems, you know, economic problems are quite normal. In Zimbabwe, you know, we haven't seen a constant, you know, the consistency of economy is not from above. Fine. Economic challenges that are there, not just in Zimbabwe, but everywhere. But it depends on how the government and these citizens put themselves together to try to address these issues. Personally, I don't believe, with a problem, I think it's just a nasty. During that, the determination I believe that in those problems, you should find the probable solution and I believe that we have the solution to the problems that are currently at play. Mm-hmm. The economic situation fine is changing to everyone. Like we have had, even those in the helm of power, of the government system, they are saying, no, the economic situation is very changed. And it's not equally sustainable to anyone. And to the future generation here, this is, of course, currently there's a turbulence. The ground is not even, the future, we can't say the future is not certain. We have a better future yet. But mm-hmm. what just we need is, for those, they should put themselves together. They should find the common ground. Not for them to just continuously fighting for
Alright, regain kubathe pamromo ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilo munye umlalelo ongena kuhlelo, and then I'll go to Baba Mkanda to get a reaction. Kola mthereri ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, ndinomgamtshira mtshirongwa ngibani okhona ecingweni aripa narendiyana. Mlaleli, hello.
Hello. Yeah, ngusindiso Mahlangu lo.
Yebo Mahlangu, unjani?
Ngikhona Butwana.
Usixhuma ngapi baba?
Ngise Butwana.
Awu dumelani tate.
Yeah.
Right. So udabula khona egudwini uluzwile Mahlangu. Abantu abasakhulayo abasezikolo bayakhala ukuthiwa ha 2 weeks ngakatholi imfundo elizweni ababalisi bona bathi ha ngeke bahambe emsebenzini kusiyafika isikhathi lapho uhulumende gives into their grievances ubona ngani lokho kwenzakalayo elizweni something that's going to affect ikusasa lelizwe na
bafo lokhu kubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba ngananzelela ukuthi impilo yomuntu imfundo uma ungafundanga ulanto ongayenza ekhaya akunanto ehambayo yonke into imile ngenxa yokuthi isiphofu sikhokhelayo ngoba wena wase wabona isiphofu sikhokhela esinye isiphofu bakho akula siphofu esingakhokhela esinye isiphofu but kithi siyakubona kusenzakala ngenxa yokuthi akula mfundo iliphi lizwe engela mfundo nxa ngela mfundo vele kuthi uthi yonke into iphansi akula nto ongayiyenza ungafundanga uyabe usufana nje lo mntwana osecreshi oyabe ethengisa ukuthi kuthiwa wothi ngenxa yokuthi kafundanga bafo kubuhlungu kakhulu lokho esikwenzayo but silohulumente okhethwe ngabantu but kakwazi ukusebenzela abantu abamkhethileyo khangela namhlanje ohlele zohluleka ukusebenzela abancane ikusasa lethu ikusasa lakhe abazafundisa abantwa bakhe uteacher seze siyabamba icimbi kodwa upresident ukhona uyehluleka ukuthi eze isikhalazo esilula nje esincane sokuthi ethi hayi ngikhala ngesisu esithi sami ngilambila kulalutho upresident nje kwazise ukulalela ethi hayi ngiyakuzwa mntanami nansi wanipula ngezelela lawe uthenga ukuthi la ubamba umoya bafo kubuhlungu lokhu kakhulu
manje Mahlangu udaba lolu ungaqhubeka
kusasa bafo into evutshela yona ombhalele phansi wamazami kusasa uzezwa kuthiwa kule third hand ulalele uthula udiziwe uzezwa kuthiwa kulokunye okuthamanzi phakathi kokwenzakale ebulawayo ebantwaneni besikolo bedemonstrata besithi hayi ifeko lethu liyawonakala ngenxa yokuthi nxa sikujanuwari namhlanje umnyaka uyavuka uphelile umntana okuform 4 kumele kutelele ama-certificate akhe ekwazi ukuqhubekela phambili ngemfundo yakhe kumbe akaqhubekele phambili but nxa ile 2 weeks engafundi uyabelani akula lutho uyabe efeyilile kuthiwa ufeyilile kodwa uyabe engafeylanga ngoba kafundanga lutho
ubona ngani udaba lo lulakho ukulungisiswa na
bafuna udaba olulula kakhulu lokhu kuyalungisiseka ngoba nawe nqawo nje somntana wakho ekhala ngendlala uyabukwazi ukuthi into akhala ngayo ukhala ngento engena esiswini sakhe akula teacher ongakuma phambi komntwana wesikolo engadlanga elambile uyafundisana elambile but udaba lolu nxa kulungisiswa lungaqala ukulungisiswa kibe amatisha bethole okokuthi lawo bencedise iy'nguli zabo uzathola ukuthi yonke into ilungile
sibona umunye umama we played a video earlier on lapho umama ubekhala esithi ababalisi please go back to school yofundisa abantwana and then yebo leyakhala lesithi alilamali yokufika esikolo kodwa hambani liyofundisa abantwana liqhubekele phambili likhulumisana lohulumende uyavumelana ngalombono na
bafo uyabona into yokuqala ezotshela yona ebuhlungu yokuthi nxa usuka usebhulawayo uyaburentile la ohlala khona ule ndoda uvuke efuna imali ekuseni ukuthi umbhadale imali yobuthongo la olala khona ukudla kumele uvuke usidle ekuseni awuke kumaphambi komntwana esikolo ungagezanga ungaxubhanga kumele ukuthi uhole uge uthole imali yokuthenga isepha uthole imali yokuthudla ufundise umntwana esikolo laye ezihawukele uba njengawo yabona mina kafonte engifunda isikhathi esidlileyo uthi ubehloniphisa kakhulu uthi ubeye eklasini yabofithayi engumuntu ogqoka isicathulo esipholithiweyo esicazimulayo but namhlanje utitha udlulwa ngumuntu ongafundanga kanifuna ukuthethisa but ngizotheathi utitha namhlanje udlulwa umuntu ongafundanga uthi onegepa igolide egangeni udlula utitha
hayi siyakuzwa Mahlangu ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo ntolani ngiyalebuha thank you so much
thank you bafo
Right, Zulukandaba, that was Cindy Somahlangu. He is a caller calling us straight from Botswana. Mahlangu is basically highlighting the issue can be fixed. There is hope the issue can be fixed. It's something very simple. Just make sure that teachers regain their integrity to ensure that the education system can proceed. Let's go back to Baba Uthandeko Zinti Mkanda. Let's hear ukuthi yena uthini. Baba Mkanda, are you still on the line? Now, Baba Mkanda, they used to have these different systems that were set up by Hulumende, such as the BEAM system, the BEAM program itself, that targeted helping abantu abasakhulayo who are facing issues such as debt, so forth, to ensure at least they get to finish their education. Are those systems still working, and what's going on? Why aren't those systems coming into full effect during times like this?
Well, I think, like all government programs, they have this
start or they are premised on very noble objectives. But it is the implementation of that program which is questionable.
Mm-hmm.
The government will come up with a program and only to leave it halfway done.
Mm-hmm.
This is common drive to any place, town, growth point, what? We have structures that are half completed and what have you, because the government bites more than it can chew.
Mm-hmm.
The same old story that is the economy and what, blah, blah, blah. I think what lacks is proper planning in advance behind closed doors. We must analyze what they want to do, how they are going to do it, the time factors involved, who is going to do what. I think basically the planning section of the ministry or social welfare or whosoever, but let me say the government, as regards schemes like BIM,
mm-hmm.
they are very noble, but I think it's now years
mm-hmm.
where that thing literally stopped. Though on paper it's still there, students still go to school, they are registered under BIM, but schools are not getting anything in the form of what of fees that they should get. I think the same goes for the war veterans' children. Mm-hmm. The government will wake up towards the elections and try to drop something along those lines and say, this is what we're doing. It has become a political ploy. It's not something that is functional as it was set out to be. I think our government is busy playing politics with almost every aspect of our life.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why the students also feel that the government is not being fair to them by allowing these school fees, like when 90% of the population is unemployed,
mm-hmm.
when the teachers' welfare is really neglected, is not there, when the teacher's integrity and dignity has been thrown to the dustbin. I think there is nothing that is moving, because the government has failed to implement its own plan, which may be noble, as I've said, but the implementation of those plans is very horrible.
All right.
No wonder why people will say this government is useless when it comes to implementing its own programs that are put out by them and implemented by them.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much, Baba Mkandla. Let me give UPG West a minute to literally wrap up. Va Namburo, you have 30 seconds to a minute tops to wrap up.
Yeah, sure. Hello?
Ndanchi, you literally have a minute to 30 seconds to wrap up.
Okay, yeah. I've been hearing my issues of Arthur. Clearly, yeah, the government must, you know, is an employer to its employees.
Mm-hmm.
It is the master. But at the same time, the employees must also hear, you know, and understand the conditions in which the government, which is there, happens to be which are their boss, is faced with. So at the end of the day, the teachers must heed and must accept the lead to that the government is offering, because government actually don't know money. And at the end of the day, whatever they do, the government and the teachers do, the students must not suffer at the end of the day. And at the same time, the teachers must not take advantage of the economic situation that the government is facing to, you know, to push for their own agendas that they should purely know the government cannot meet. At the end of the day, it's a matter of national defense. It's a matter of, you know, putting, you know, ahead the future of the youth, the future of our children, you know, at front with the children and half city to go on a city to fit here. Come on, whatever the And that should be the major drive between the government and the teachers, who happens also to be our parents.
Mm-hmm. But
at the end of the day, they can't push for their selfish interests or their interests. They say, knowing that the government does not have enough to cater for them. And at the same time, they dangle what you call the most difficult
All right.
approach on the...
Unfortunately, I might have to cut you off there. There's literally a couple of seconds left. So, Muri Zimbabwe, thank you so much for kunekupinda mchirongwa. Baba Mkandla, thank you so much. Ngongena kuhlelo. Muri Zimbabwe, you heard it there from both PGOS Namburo and Thandeko Zinti Mkandla. Thandeko Zinti Mkandla highlighted implementation. Unamburo uthi ababalisi, go back to work. Lifaka abantwana first. Muri Zimbabwe, thank you so much. My time here is run out. Let's meet same time, same place. Musa Kanganwe, Big Mike 3, BIGMYKE3, pa Twitter, nepa Instagram. Ano kwenye kainimfaro, ndini wenyu Mike Hove. Bye-bye!